Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, moving right along. Welcome to Here's to Your Health with me, Dr. D. Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. And I must say that I am really honored to have you guys with me tonight. It's been a wonderful day, I tell you. It's been a glorious day. So how have you been today? I hope your day has been blessed. I really do. It's awesome to be here with you today. On this show, we discuss healthy modalities in the naturopathic realm. I am a naturopathic doctor. I am not an MD. I am an ND. And it's just awesome to be here with you guys tonight. I know you wonder, well, what does it mean when I say that I'm an ND? It just simply means that I use natural modalities such as prayer and whole foods and herbs and good water and exercise rather than synthetic drugs to help the body improve its ability, its intrinsic ability to heal and maintain itself. That's exactly what I do. That's my passion. That's my calling, you may say. I am also, however, I am a ordained evangelist. I'm also a raw food chef. I'm also a dry blood cell analysis. I'm a master herbalist. And it's just good to be here. I have had one most exciting day today, and I just want you guys to know that it's so wonderful to be here. I look forward to being with you every Tuesday evening at 9 o'clock p.m. I look forward to this. I want you to all remember on the 24th of this month, my guest will be April Renee. I want you guys to pack the show on that night. I want you to tell everybody and anybody about this show because April Renee, she's a keynote speaker, and she's with VIC, the Vaccination Information Coalition, and she's going to be on talking about why we should educate before we vaccinate, and it's just some awesome news that you need to know. For all of you that know somebody that has an infant or a baby or is about to have a baby, you know, get them on the show. It's always a good thing to educate ourselves. You know, we have got to take control of our health. I say that week in and week out. We must take control of our own health. We can't expect anybody else to have our best interests at heart. We must stop handing over the care of our health and our bodies to someone else that's strictly, and I'm not saying in all cases, but in most cases have just a financial emphasis on our health care. My health care is my choice. My health care should be my number one priority. Not to hand it over to anybody else. Is that to say that I'm totally against doctors? Absolutely not. It is not to say that. It's just to say that I'm in control. My doctor, my physician, my naturopath, and I work together. You see what I'm saying? And if we don't, then I fire you and I find somebody else that can work with me. You see, it's all about being in the driver's seat. This is my body. Well, no, actually, this body belongs to the Lord. But it's my body to take care of because he's going to hold me responsible for how I take care of it. So when I say it's mine, that's what I mean. I don't mean it's mine, but you know what I mean. But anyway, that's on the 24th of this month, and her name is April Renee. And you don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss this show. I'm telling you. Did you know that vaccine ingredients are just, wow. When I read the back of her card, it says vaccine ingredients, MSG, antifreeze, formaldehyde, aluminum, glycerin, lead, sulfates, yeast, protein, antibiotics, acetone, monkey kidney, dog kidney, chick embryo. You guys have got to be here for this show. Have your pencils and paper ready, you know. Come armed with questions. I mean, wow. That just blew me away reading some of this stuff. You see what I'm saying? So I want you all to just know that it's time to wake up. It's time to wake up out of your sleep. It's time to know that there's no other time like now to take control. If you don't pay attention to your health now, your health will demand your attention later on. What do I mean when I say that? You know, a lot of times we'll say, okay, I don't have time to do this. Oh, I don't have time to see about that little pain that's been going on for quite some time, but I'll get to it later. Well, let me tell you something. If you don't take time, it will come to a point where it will say, okay, since you're not taking time, what I'm going to do is just lay you down. And when you lay down, you will take the time. You see what I'm saying? When you have to go into the hospital or what have you and take time, a lot of people say, I just can't get off from work right now. I just can't get off from work. Let me tell you something. That's ludicrous. You come first. Do you know if you miss a few days, what's going to happen? They'll have somebody else in your place, and you think you're irreplaceable? Come on now. Let's stop the madness. I got to take care of me before I can take care of anybody else. A lot of times we run around taking care of others and doing everything for others, and we're not taking care of ourselves. It's got to be a better way. It's got to be a better way. The book for this month that I'm suggesting and I'm recommending and I'm loving it is Wheat Belly by Dr. William Davis. Wheat, W-H-E-A-T, Belly. Go to Amazon. Go to half.com. Compare the prices. But do what you have to do to get this book. I know so many people have these big bellies, you know, and you don't want to look at it. Sometimes I can't help it. My eyes get focused on it. I'm like, oh, my God, why do they have such big bellies? But there's a reason. Lose the wheat and lose the weight and find your way, your path back to health. Did you know that eating two slices of wheat bread can increase your blood sugar more than 2 tablespoons of pure sugar? Did you know that? Let me repeat it. Did you know that eating 2 slices of whole wheat bread can increase your blood sugar more than 2 tablespoons of pure sugar can? Yes. This is why you got to get this book. You guys know I'm an avid reader. I love to read. I love learning. But this book by Dr. William Davis is out of this world. He says that Wheat Belly is a provocative look at how eliminating wheat, even so-called healthy whole grain wheat, from our diets is the key to permanent weight loss and can offer relief from a broad spectrum of health and digestive problems. Drawing on decades of clinical studies and the extraordinary results he has observed after putting thousands of his patients on wheat-free regimens, eating regimens, Dr. William Davis makes a compelling case against this ubiquitous ingredient. A wheat-free diet has been associated with significant benefits, including weight loss of 20, 30, and even 50 pounds in the first few months, alleviation of metabolic syndrome and type 2 diabetes, recovery from intestinal woes. Yes. Like ulcerative colitis and celiac disease, marked improvement in overall cholesterol and LDL counts, improvement in bone density, and reversal of osteoporosis, cessation of skin conditions such as psoriasis and oral ulcers and hair loss, reduction of inflammation and rheumatoid arthritis pain. You got to get this book. It's readable, it's an easy read, it's thought-provoking, and it's carefully researched. Wheat Belly offers a new and vital important perspective on the most critical health concerns of our time. And this is why I'm suggesting this book. You know, a lot of you, I've sent emails out with a little link from YouTube where you see Dr. Davis doing a lecture on wheat. The wheat that we have now, listening audience, is not nearly the wheat that our, not even, not only our grandmothers, but our grandmothers' mothers use. It's by no means the same wheat. So, you know, a lot of times we say, oh, wheat, I thought wheat's supposed to be, you know, look at your belly. Go look in the mirror right now and look in your look at your belly. If that belly is hanging over that pants or over that belt buckle or over that belt, something is up. What's up with that? I mean, don't you want to know? I want to know. I have eliminated wheat from my diet since June the 19th. I think I got back in town June the 19th. From vacation, and June the 19th, I started cleaning. I was cleansing, and I began to eliminate wheat. Listen, that stuff is in everything. Wheat is in everything, and that's something else we have to realize. Do you ever just stop to read the contents, the ingredients on what it is we're eating? It will absolutely amaze you at some of the things that's in the food that we're eating. And we never stop to think about it. Never stop to think about some of the ingredients in the food that we're eating. Wow, it's amazing, guys. It is absolutely amazing. And we have got to take charge. That's all I'm saying. We've got to take charge. Tonight I want to share with you some news concerning the specials for the month. Any information that you may miss that we discuss here tonight, feel free to go to my website, check out some things, check out Juice Plus, check out Pure Herbs, Nature Sunshine. I offer you some wonderfully therapeutic, holistic modalities. And all you have to do is just take a look. Go to my website, www.yourgoodhealth.info, and just check it out. Also, I want to let you know that this month, the special for Pure Herbs is you buy 13 bottles of any 4-ounce extract or any 1-ounce extract, and you get the 14th bottle free. This is the July firecracker month, so that's the special for this month. And this is a perfect time to load up on those little 4-ounce, those little 1-ounce bottles. You know, the little bottles that, you know, you might want to let somebody try a certain herb, like oil of kajaput. You guys, you know, everybody's got oil of kajaput in their homes now that listen to this show. Oil of kajaput, astragalus, Virginia snake root, all of you have those herbs. So this is a good time to load up 5 oils, this is a good time to load up on those herbs. You see, ginger, it's just a most practical time. So just check it out. Go to my website and check out Pure Herbs and call and place your order. If you're not a member, you may want to consider becoming a member, because what this entitles you to is the right to purchase the herbs at the exact same price I get them for. I always tell my clients and people that I come in contact with, should you decide that you don't want to be a member of Pure Herbs, it's perfectly fine. You can always purchase your herbs from me at retail price. Or you become a member, which is it's only $35 for the first year, and that entitles you to get the herbs for the exact same price I get them for. And that saves on that double shipping, because I have to, if you're out of state, I have to order them, have them shipped to me, and then I have to, you know, add a shipping charge on to you. And it just makes it much more convenient. Also, you get to know the specials each month. And they do that. They send you either a newsletter or a postcard letting you know the specials of the month. And they are really educational. The herbs that they talk about on the newsletters are just educational. So, it's worth having. I save mine. I have a binder that I put all my newsletters, my Pure Herb newsletters in, because you can go back and take a look. And you can read some of the testimonials. Those testimonials are really awesome. Another herb, right offhand, is the Lloyd's formula. That is an awesome herb for if you got any kind of situation going on, and it's kind of baffling. You don't know what's going on. It's you've been had it for a while, and it's just got you baffled because you don't know what. Maybe it's time to clean your blood. Maybe it's time to look at cleansing your blood and getting rid of the blood parasites. Maybe it's time to do that. But first and foremost, I will suggest these books. These two books that you acquire when you become a member of Pure Herbs, they are priceless. I'm telling you, because the way this is done, if there's an issue, you take the book and you go to the issue that you're having, and it's listed in the front of the books. Now, I have heard that the new books have different conditions and health issues in the back, in the rear of the book. But now, the book that I have, it lists some of the ailments and things in the front of the book, such as a cold. Just say cold and coughs and flu. And then it gives you a list of the herbs, the bee pollen, the black cohosh, the chamomile, the chickweed, the echinacea, elderberry, what's some of the other ones, golden seal. And what you do is you go make a list of a few of the herbs, and then you go over in the book and you read about each herb, and you let the herb call you. That herb, when you read that herb, the one that you need, you end up saying, oh, yeah, that's it. That's it. That is the one I need. When you get to the herb and you read the property and usage of the herbs, the common name of the herb, the parts used in this extract, the bodily influences, such as black cohosh. Okay. Now, in the book it says that, for the property and usage, black cohosh can be used as a poison antidote. It's for female hormones. It lowers blood pressure. It promotes normal hair growth. It's antispasmodic. It's a sedative. It supports the adrenal gland function. It's good for any kind of allergic reaction. Now, go down a little further, and you'll see the common names of this herb: rattle root, black snake root, squaw root, so on, bug bane. The parts used in this tincture or extract is the root. Some of the bodily influences. As a poison antidote, black cohosh has several useful functions. It's regular use and can be used in crisis situations. It can prevent any kind of allergic reaction, and it corrects allergic reactions of stings and bites from poisonous creatures of all kinds, such as bees and mosquitoes and snakes and spiders. Also, as a poison antidote to prevent colds and childlike illnesses, or it even clears them up. So it's just an awesome herb to have. Black cohosh, it absorbs and neutralizes the poison of disease, so the body can heal itself. Isn't this valuable? And the one show I did where I did 20 herbs that every home should have, black cohosh was one of those herbs. This is an herb that I keep on hand, this and oil of cajaput and Virginia snake root and so on, so on. So this is just a good herb to have, and this is a good book to have. So this is why it's awesome to become a member of this company. You will use the books. I've only seen a few people that didn't use their books, but then those are the people that call and say, what's good for this? What's good? And I say, you know what? That's in your book. Look in your book. And then if you still, you know, if you're still in doubt, then give me a call. But look in your book. Because, see, what Pure Herbs is about, Pure Herbs is all about educating you, you educating yourself. So that way you won't have to call somebody and say, well, what? I'm not saying it's anything wrong with conferring with somebody on whatever. You know, if I feel that, okay, maybe I'll take black cohosh for XYZ, and maybe I know that you've had XYZ or you've had a case of XYZ, then I'll call you and say, well, what with that case that you had of that XYZ, what herb did you use? Did you use the black? And it's okay to confer, you know, but I'm saying we have to educate ourselves. I'm not going to look to you. If I have an issue with myself or with someone else I know, I'm not going to be on the phone calling around saying, okay, now, what about this? And what about? I'm educating myself. I'm in my books every single day. I pick my books up every single day. And that's what you should, too, not just because I'm an indie, but because I want to know. And new things are coming up every day, coming out every day. And listen, you all know that there's been some changes made with Pure Herbs. The FDA has come in. And if you've gone to the website, for those of you that have gone to the website, you see the difference in the website. We were out to Pure Herbs today, and we got a chance to see the wall where, remember where we used to get all of our little trifold brochures, well, they're no longer there. So I've been saying for the longest, there's going to be some changes taking place in this here America, in the U.S. of A. So we better be on it. We better, you know, I was telling you guys about that plague remedy by Dr. Christopher. Everybody, I told everybody, listen, shoot me an email, give me a call, I'll give you the recipe. When the revolution hit, you guys, it's not going to be televised, you see. And don't think you're going to be calling me using up all my plague remedy. So you better get the recipe so you can start making it for you and your family like I'm making it for me and my family. So that's just a little something I'm putting out there for you, and that was free, okay? This is an awesome company. They've been in business for 35 years. That lets you know they're not the new kids on the block. You see, Dr. Watkins and his wife, Gisela, this is their baby. This is a business that they started in 1976. And Dr. Watkins started by making liquid extracts on his kitchen table. And they made them just for family and friends and people like that. And it's grown from the kitchen table to approximately a 25,000 square foot building where Pure Herbs is housed. So, it would behoove you to take a look at the company, take a look at the products, and come on, become a member. Oh, and I said it's $35 the first year, but know this, the second year, if you're still interested in being a member because you have to renew your membership every year, then the price changes a little bit. It goes down. Yeah. So this is something I'm sure you're going to want to look into, so do that. Also, for those of you that's got things going on and you just don't really know what's going on, go to my website. Take a free health analysis through Nature Sunshine. All you do is just click on Nature Sunshine, the link for Nature Sunshine, and then click on the left-hand side. You'll see a little sign that says health analysis. Click on it and take a free health analysis. It'll give you the products that you need for whatever is going on. So, I mean, and if you don't want to do it, just take a look at it. I've had some really positive results and some positive feedback from that health analysis, so I just encourage you to go and take a look. Also, this evening, if there's something that's on your mind, what's on your mind tonight? What are you concerned with? Are you concerned with genetically engineered foods? Are you concerned with our health care, the health care situation in the world and the lack thereof? Are you concerned with what Monsanto is doing with our foods? What's got you buzzed? I'd like to know. And I'm hoping tonight you can kind of open up and share some things. You know, I really enjoy having you on every week, but I want to hear from you sometime. What's got your feathers ruffled, if anything? Some of you I know are just okay with going along, just, you know, with like a horse with blinders on, just, you know, not seeing anything, not doing anything, just going along with the status quo. But then on the other hand, if not, what is going on? What is going on? What's got you excited? We're getting ready to go to another meeting on tomorrow evening concerning the GE foods, the labeling. I've been out walking, going door to door, asking people to sign a petition that urges Congress to support federal legislation that would require the labeling of all genetically engineered foods. That's been really exciting because some people just simply told me, I don't know nothing about that. And I said, okay, well, do you want to know something about it? Well, you know, not really. Okay, thank you. But we've got a meeting tomorrow evening, 5 o'clock in Royal Oak, and it's going to be a potluck. So for those of us that's going, we're going to take some healthy dishes or a healthy dish and go out and meet with other like-minded people such as ourselves. And I'm really excited about that. Now, to find out more about that, you can go to Lena Kulchick's website, and it's at LKAUCHECK at FWWatch, that's Food and Water Watch, .org. You can also go to www.foodandwaterwatch.org, and it's really we're really gonna have a good time. In fact, I have a wonderful ginger lemonade drink that I made. I made it for myself about 5 days ago, and it was so good until you know me. Y'all know me. If it's something I like and I say, if I love it, I say, oh, wow, I got to share this. I got to share this. So So I made a gallon, and I'm going to take that with another dish. I don't know what else I'm going to take, but I just got to share this lemon and ginger drink. It's good hot. It's good warm. It's good cold. It's just good, okay? So, yeah, that's that. I'm back. But also, tonight talking about cancer killers. Did you guys know that a plant-based heavy diet can reduce the risk of some breast cancers by 20%? Now, this is a new study that was released in the American Journal of Epidemiology. And researchers at the Simmons College in Boston studied 86,621 women who participated in the Nurses' Health Study over a 26-year period and examining the association between diet and postmenopausal incidence of cancer, breast cancer. They found that those who ate the DASH diet, a plant-strong regimen, low in red meat, sodium, and processed carbohydrates, were less likely to develop estrogen receptors negative breast tumors, which accounted for about 25% of all breast cancers. So now, imagine what it would be like if you didn't do any red meat, no sodium, you see, no processed foods. So this is just information to share. We've known for a long time, a very long time, that a plant-based diet can reverse all kinds of things. That's not new to us in the naturopathic realm. In the medical realm, we know that they still pushing that poison, okay? Chemotherapy and radiation does not cure cancer. I don't care how many well-educated doctors tell you to the contrary. It does not cure cancer. I like what one of the doctors said on my show once. He said, you know what? If they tell you that chemotherapy and radiation cured your cancer, chances are you never had it. You never had it anyway. And that's what's being done a lot now. People are being misdiagnosed for cancer. I wonder why. Could it be because it's advantageous financially to diagnose you with something that you don't even have? Yeah. That's something to think about. But it's just we've got to get away from consuming so much flesh. We are living entities. Why are we consuming all of this? And then there's people that say, well, you know, I don't do anything but fish. Fish is flesh. Fish is flesh. There's even a study concerning Seventh-day Adventists, those that are non-meat eaters, as opposed to those that eat just fish. Those that eat no meat are healthier than those that consume some fish. So, I mean, we just have to look at it. The things that's being done now for the sake of money, it's diabolical. You see all these commercials about milk building strong bones. You know what builds strong bones? Strength training builds strong bones. We've become a nation of people that don't want to exercise. We don't want to do nothing. We want to sit around. And it's showing. Look at some of the rear ends on some people when you just walking by. You can tell that they, that one, just sitting around. We are sedentary. We got to get up. We got to move. You know, and it's funny how people think that, well, I would, but I just don't feel. It's not your healthy lifestyle is not predicated on how you feel. I don't feel like hitting the track every morning or most mornings, but I do it because it makes me feel better overall. You see, at the end of the day, I feel better. And we got to move. We got to start moving. If you remember that old adage we used to hear a long time ago, if you don't move it, you lose it. That is the truth. We have got to start moving, walking. A lot of times people think because they've been getting in and out of their cars and going to stores and walking through the house that they've been exercising. I beg to differ. So just remember that this body is the only body you're going to get on this side. So it would behoove you to take care of it. You do not want to end up in the hospital. I'm telling you the truth. You do not want to end up in a nursing home. If you think you do, please give me a call. I'd love to have you go with me on Wednesdays when myself and my prayer partner go visit the nursing homes and hospitals. We would love for you to go with us. If you think that this is where you want to end up or you want to be or spend some time, then come go with us. Come go out visiting with us. It's something. I'm telling you guys. So just to let you know that it's about what we do for ourselves and how well we take care of ourselves. Are you drinking your water? You know, we've had some really hot days here this past week. Are you drinking your water? Are you hydrating like you should be? I hope you are. I hope each and every one of you are. Are you having good bowel movements? I hope you are. It's just so many things we could do just on an elementary level. Are you pushing back the sugar? You know, I never say, okay, totally cut this out, but as you begin to incorporate more healthy things, are you eating your one apple a day, your one good organic apple a day? Have you stopped? You know, I had a young lady tell me, well, you know, organic apples are really, they're really expensive. And how much do you think it's going to cost you to be laid up in a hospital? Having to eat food that they bring you. Listen, we have got to take control of our health, and that's just it. That's all it is. How many green leafy vegetables have you eaten this week? How many times have you gone out to the fast food place and pulled up to the window to order your meal? Now, that was the biggest demon that ever was. Being able to not even have to get out your car to walk to the door, but you can pull up to a window and say, yeah, I like, and supersize it. That was the biggest demon that ever, and you know what? It's a very lucrative demon, too. I've seen cases where people, they're overeaters, they're morbidly obese, and they say they can drive from one fast food establishment to another and just order and don't even have to get out of the car. Some of them say they're so morbidly obese until they're embarrassed to even get out the car. So this way, you're just seen from the face neck down, you know, neck up, you see. Oh, you guys, it's something. It's something. Listen, did you know that one cup of Swiss chard offers nearly half the recommended daily amount of vitamin A, which fights skin cancer, breast, liver, colon, and prostate cancer? Swiss chard. Where can you find some of the prettiest, healthiest, beautifulest organic Swiss chard? Myers. Isn't it still called Myers Thrifty Acres? Myers. That's where you can find some beautiful, beautiful Swiss chard. Women who eat nuts 5 times per week are 27% less likely to develop type 2 diabetes than those who don't. Nuts. What nut resembles the brain? Can anybody answer that for me? What nut represent the brain? For those of you that's listening in tonight, to answer that, press option 1. on your keypad. And I see we got somebody right now coming from the 721 area code. Welcome, caller, to Here's to Your Health.
Is it Awana?
You're absolutely right. Bing, 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 bing. You got it. It's a walnut. A walnut represents, it most resembles a brain. Have you ever just cracked open the shell of a walnut and just took a look at it? Doesn't it resemble a brain?
Yes.
Yes, it does. Welcome to the call tonight, caller. While I have you on, is there anything that's got your feathers ruffled tonight, or is there anything that you're happy about tonight? Share something with us tonight. What's going on in your world?
What's going on in my world is going on in your world. I'm just so happy to be able to go tomorrow with you to the modification of the food program tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed the last time I went, and hopefully we'll be able to accomplish something knowing that our food is being modified.
That GE food is lethal. It's lethal. I'm telling you. Yeah, and I was really most happy that you went too. We had a few people that said they were going to go, but it didn't turn out like that. But I am glad that you did decide to go. And for those that say they're going tomorrow, I've got a few people that said that they're going to, you know, join us tomorrow. And all I can do is say, well, you know, we'll just see. We never know. But that it can't stop us. For those of us that are interested, it can't stop us from doing what we know we need to do. I know what I need to do. I know where I need to be. So for those that can do, come. And for those that don't, it's okay. It's okay. Maybe at another time when you buy a pear and you cut it open and it's got pomegranate seeds in it, maybe then you'll say, wait a minute, it needs to be something done about this. But, yeah, thanks, caller. Thanks for calling in tonight. And is there anything else you'd like to share with us on tonight? What's your herb? What's the number one herb in your holistic arsenal? What is the number one herb that you just love this herb? Tell us what it is and tell us why. I hope you don't mind me putting you on the spot tonight.
No, you're not really putting me on the spot because I take abundance of pure herbs.
Uh-huh.
And one of my ones that I enjoy taking is
uh-huh.
the olacatchupu, because if you stray away from eating right, say, for instance, you decided you want to eat ice cream, which I am allergic to ice cream and dairy products, and I get to coughing, so like I said, I want an ice cream cone, and I know that later on I'm going to have this coughing and this
mm-hmm.
mucus build up. And once I take 3 drops of olacatchupu, it clears it up right away. It's very excellent for mucus.
All right. Very good.
I love it for mucus. It's something that each household need to have in their medicine cabinet is olacatchupu.
All right. Very good. Very good. I have my daughter in Atlanta, she swears by olacatchupu. She just says it's good for everything. And I don't know if I told you guys about one night I had eaten something. Oh, I remember what it was. It was some mushrooms. And I think they were they were like a little old because they were kind of slimy. And I said, they're good. I'm just going to wash them really good. And I'm eat them anyway. And I did. And I really should not have done that. I learned my lesson. But they made me really ill. And I was lying in my chair, in my recliner in my library. And I couldn't get up because my stomach was hurting me so bad. And I said, okay, well, I'm just going to lay here for a while. And in a minute, I'll get up and I'll go to bed. I'll feel better. And I just spoke it out loud. I said, Lord, what can I take? What do I have on hand that I can take that would help this feeling? And I kind of flipped over because it hurt to move. My stomach, it just, the sharp pains that was going through my navel, it just hurt so bad. So I just flipped over on my left side, And when I opened my eyes on my desk, there was a bottle of oil of Kajaput staring me straight in the face. I kid you not. And I said, oh, okay. And I got the oil of Kajaput. I put a few drops under my tongue. And then I took some and put in my left hand and took my dominant hand, my right hand, my power hand, and I rubbed it in clockwise in the palm of my hand, and I put it in my navel, on the inside of my navel. And I just said, okay, I'm going to lay here for a little while, and in a little while I'll feel better. Well, I think I drifted off to sleep, and in about an hour I woke up. And I just got up. I said, oh, let me go to bed. And I got up, and it wasn't until I was standing up, I'm walking on my way to my bedroom, that I realized, wait a minute, my stomach, it feels so much better. I mean, it was like I was just completely healed. I had no pain whatsoever. And I said, oh, my goodness. I remember my daughter telling me, she said, Mama, that oil of Kajaput, it is, you can use that for summer, any and everything. And I do. You can
yes,
use
indeed.
It for toenail fungus,
yeah.
Anything. I mean, it is just
mosquito
awesome.
Bite, you name it.
That's it. That's it.
Yes,
exactly.
It's good for anybody that I found out that it's good for anything concerning your immune system. It's
all
excellent.
Right.
It's excellent
mm-hmm.
for sinus, bronchitis, asthma, anything, because our body is, when we get sick, it's all about that mucus we have in our body.
That's right. And mucus can cause inflammation.
Yeah.
And see, that's why we have to be so careful. You know, we have to be so watchful. I took some to California with me when I went, and my little grandson had, he got congested one night. And I put some in that little the little hole where they put the trach in the throat. I rubbed some in there, and I put some behind his neck, up his spine, ran it up his spine into his head, and on the bottom of his feet, and put little socks on his feet. And the next day, he was just up and bouncing and feeling so much better. And my son said, oh, wow. And I even took a drop and put in my left hand and rubbed my right index finger in it, and I just kind of swished it up under his tongue. He didn't like that too much. Oh, he made a face. The little face he made, all I could do was say, oh, he put his little fist up to his head and put his head down like, oh, no. I said, but it's okay. It's okay. You're going to be all right. And it worked wonders.
Yes, indeed. And you can make a tea out of it, too, and sip
you
on
sure
it.
Can.
It
you sure can. Yeah.
You know.
And that's
amazing. Just read
me.
It. Read it in the book.
That's right. I hadn't done that before, but I heard you say that one day. And then one day when I had been out speaking, I had been on several speaking engagements, and I said, oh, I'm going to make me a cup of tea. And I thought about what you said concerning that oil of Kajaput making a tea out of it. And I did that, and I went to sleep, and I slept like a baby. And when I got up the next day, my throat felt so much better. I could feel it all down in my larynx and my voice. My throat felt so good.
Yes, it strengthens your immune system.
It's excellent. It is excellent. Oil of Kajaput. Another name for it is Melaleuca. So you can apply it. Like I said, it's good for fungus. It's good for infection.
Yeah.
It's good for bites, insects, any kind of parasites, poisoning, any kind of allergic reactions like Linda was saying, any kind of pain and sprains and aches and serious injuries, colds, coughs, flus, it stopped up nose, canker sore. Oh, man, you put that baby on a canker sore, on a herpes simplex, it's gone in no time. It expels mucus. Any kind of sore throat, earache, head lice, yeast mm-hmm. problems, swollen breath, anything like that. Now you think you know you should have this herb in your arsenal. Get 13 bottles of it. I think it runs like for those of us that's members. I think it runs about $10 a bottle for a 1 ounce bottle. You know, get some and give it out to people. You want people to. You want to build your business, you want to build your Pure Herbs business, start thinking outside of the box. Think about somebody other than you, your four, and no more, or just you and yourself. Think about somebody else. I was told by Kim at Pure Herbs that a young man last Christmas bought I don't know how many bottles of 1 ounce herb tinctures, extract, and gave them out as Christmas presents. She said the following month his business skyrocketed. You got to think about somebody else. We got to reach out to those that, you know, others to get. You got to give. So that's just a little thought I want to put out there. You know, just give and not give expecting anything. These are good herbs, y'all. So when we give these herbs and we, you know, tell others, you know, you hear somebody with a cough or something, tell them, here, try this. You know, let me know, you know, give them your number and stuff. So because if they use it like they supposed to use it, oh, they're going to be calling you saying, oh, how can I get some more of that? So that's just a little tip. But thanks so much for calling in tonight, Linda. I do appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And we'll talk tomorrow. We'll be talking tomorrow then, huh?
Yes, we will. We will be traveling to Royal Oak tomorrow for
yes,
that.
Yes, we most certainly will. And looking forward to it.
Yes, because we have to learn to be careful when they modify something. We have to say, well, what is this? I mean, because it's more sickness because they're altering our food supply.
It's so amazing, and I think it's either Food Inc. or Eating Third Edition. They show how they take a trough of corn that's genetically engineered and a trough of corn that is just regular good corn, and they set the two troughs side by side, and they let in all these hungry cows. And do you know the cows will go up to the genetically engineered corn and won't even eat it? They'll go over to the corn, the regular corn, and eat the regular corn, but they will not eat the genetically engineered corn. You see, that's what's going on. But listen, the clock on the wall says it's time to go, and I do appreciate you. And we'll be talking soon, Linda, so thank you so very much for calling in. And for all of you that's on the show tonight, thank you so very much. But I want you to remember on the 24th of this month to go to, we're going to have April Renee on, the vaccination specialist. And Renee is married to a naturopathic doctor. And she's going to have some interesting things to say. So you got to be here. You want to be here. So come on back next week. And we'll do it again. Invite somebody on. Invite somebody on next week to be with us. And this is a time to just share what we have, what God has blessed us with. Let's share it. Let's let somebody else know that, you know what, there is a more excellent way. There is a more excellent way. And we found it. So let's invite others to partake of it. I thank you all so much for being with me tonight. And do something nice for somebody just because. Not expecting anything in return, but just reach out to somebody tomorrow just because. Ask God to show you somebody that really needs to know that he lives. It's so important. We're on this earth for a reason, y'all. And you know what? We need each other. Whether you know it or not, we need each other. So thank you for joining me tonight. Here's to Your Health was brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. We'll do it again next week if the Lord say so. Good night, and I love you all.
Hard for the corn and the grain, and the cotton's not getting much rain, and Like a ghost that drifts through the trees, like a thumb.